Your inner genius. Everybody's got some genius in them, according to Freud, who called it radiant intelligence. Freud thought that adults lose a bit of this genius as they grow up. He believed kids show it more than grown-ups do. He called this childlike spark radiant intelligence. He wondered when, or if, adults give up their brilliance for safety. When we become adults, we're ready to give up a lot for peace of mind, even the open-mindedness of childhood. We do this to feel psychologically safe. It's about finding secure ways to deal with all kinds of issues, physical, emotional, sexual, and more. Once we feel safe, we can work on fixing past problems and discovering more about ourselves. It's like moving forward on a journey of self-discovery and self-acceptance. Criticism for better understanding. When someone critiques you out of the blue, it can feel like a punch in the gut. You might want to hit back, but that's not the best move. Instead, show them you're open to hearing what they have to say. When you welcome their feedback, it changes the game. Imagine you're on the receiving end of criticism you didn't ask for. It stings, right? But here's the thing. How you react can make all the difference. If you lash out, it just turns into a back and forth of insults. But if you stay cool and actually listen to what they're saying, it can lead to a real conversation. By being open to listening and responding peacefully, we can dissolve any sense of threat and promote a meeting of minds. Through mutual, calm feedback or critiques, we enhance our ability to resolve differences and potentially learn something new and valuable. Achieving psychological safety. Self-protection and feeling secure can happen whether we're aware of it or not. Sometimes we unconsciously put up defenses to feel safer. But if we're feeling psychologically secure, we might not even think we need those defenses. When we're psychologically safe, our conscious resonance helps us think clearly and feel brave instead of scared. But if we start to feel threatened, our unconscious resonance kicks in, bringing up all sorts of defenses. These defenses can make us feel angry, down, or like we want to avoid everything. They might even make us push away love. But when we're in a place of psychological safety, we're kinder to ourselves and others. We see ourselves as worthy, and that helps us spread love and support. Protecting yourself and feeling safe can happen without you even realizing it. To feel psychologically secure, focus on what you love. Be honest with yourself, stay aware, and be patient. Set clear boundaries for yourself. Every win is a step towards more success, and every failure teaches you something valuable. Value your uniqueness and stick to your path. Adults influence kids' confidence. Kids learn to feel safe and secure from the grown-ups around them. Unlike adults, they're not always worrying about success or failure. Just chasing happiness usually does the trick for most kids to feel good about themselves. They don't get caught up in things like feeling unsure or being hard on themselves like adults do. Kids usually get a lot of protection from adults, which helps them feel safe inside. The connections they have with their parents, teachers, and community keep them feeling safe, even when things outside might be scary. Basically, how parents raise, treat, and teach their kids shapes what kind of adults they'll become and how secure and safe they'll feel. Empower parents as early educators. Parents play a vital role in shaping their children's attitudes towards learning, being their first teachers. Research shows that the first 3 years of a child's life significantly influence their lifelong approach to learning. It's crucial for parents to instill a love of learning in their children from an early age. Parents and teachers shouldn't prematurely judge children as incapable of learning or less intelligent than their peers. Every individual, child or adult, has the capacity to learn throughout life. During early childhood, parents are the primary role models and educators for their children. Therefore, they must carefully consider their actions and words in front of them. Instead of humiliating or punishing children for their mistakes, adults should help them learn from negative experiences and setbacks. Failure should be seen as an opportunity for growth, not a reason for punishment. When adults treat children as failures, It hinders their ability to learn and grow from their mistakes. It's essential for parents and teachers to encourage a positive attitude towards failure, as it can lead to valuable learning experiences. Build psychological safety for generations. Developing your own sense of feeling secure inside can be passed down through your family. Your kids will pick up on it and pass it to their kids, creating a chain reaction of safety. Kids need different kinds of protection than adults. Grown-ups can't use childish defenses. They have to make their own grown-up safety rules to feel secure. This means aiming for a safe job and good relationships. Your inner hero for better leadership. Leaders aren't superhumans. They're just people with their own set of issues like everyone else. However, these issues can affect how they lead and how others see them as leaders. The more they struggle internally, the harder it is for them to lead effectively. Be a conscious leader. Being a good boss isn't just about getting things done. It's about being someone your team can look up to, someone who helps them find their own strength. But here's the catch. Sometimes, without even realizing it, leaders only praise their team when they achieve something big. That sends a message. Your worth is only based on what you accomplish at work, and that's not cool. Imagine you're in their shoes. If you feel like you're only as good as your last success, you might start feeling less motivated. You might even stop trying so hard. That's not what we want, right? As leaders, we've got to remember that our team's value goes beyond what they do on the job. Achievement at work. When you hit a goal, it feels great, right? Well, leaders and managers should be cheering you on and asking how you feel about what you've done. That way, you really own your success and feel proud of it. It's important that bosses don't force their own feelings onto your achievements. Everybody has hidden talents that can get even better with some training. So, bosses should give you chances to learn new stuff. This helps you show how determined you are and how well you handle tough times. But they shouldn't hand out rewards left and right. That might make you focus more on getting prizes than on growing and feeling good about what you can do. Build positive relationships. When you feel good about yourself, it's easier to connect with others. Your relationship with yourself, often referred to as the I land, plays a crucial role in your overall mental health and sense of security. If you treat yourself kindly and without selfishness, you're more likely to treat others the same way. It's important to value yourself as much as you value others. When you have enough self-respect, you won't rely on others to fix your problems. Learning to accept and appreciate your unique qualities takes time and patience. It's a journey from being unaware to being self-aware, and it can be tough. Instead of avoiding challenges, it's better to confront them head-on. Achieving a sense of psychological safety means being brave and aware, and it's helpful to have supportive people around you, friends, family, partners, and professionals, to guide you along the way. Empower leadership for better workplaces. Leaders need to be fearless and show respect. The best leadership style is one that believes in the capabilities of its team. It treats everyone fairly and with trust in their abilities. A good leader doesn't resort to threats or intimidation. Think of companies like big machines. They lack feelings and smarts. It's the people in them who bring those qualities. How people interact in a company depends on how comfortable they feel. Leadership plays a big role in creating that comfort. When people feel safe, they can help timid leaders be more confident. Leaders should listen to feedback from these stronger individuals. If leaders don't look at themselves, they could create workplaces where people don't grow. Inspire fearlessness in organizations. When leaders boldly present their big ideas, it sparks excitement among employees and investors. People love seeing leaders who aren't afraid to be themselves. It makes them feel good about where they work or invest. But when leaders use fear to control their teams, it backfires. Employees just can't perform well when they're scared. That's why it's crucial for leaders to show their own fearlessness. It rubs off on everyone else, giving them the courage they need. Ultimately, leaders shape the vibe of their organization. Fearless companies focus on open communication. They let every employee have a say. They care more about their people than just making money. They celebrate differences because they know it leads to cool new ideas. They're cool with disagreements because they know it can lead to better solutions. And they don't just slap labels on workers, they give them specific roles to play. Your inner self. Understanding who you are is like putting together a puzzle. Psychology helps you figure out the pieces, while spirituality helps you see the bigger picture. Imagine a shield around you that keeps you from truly being yourself. Psychological safety removes that shield, allowing you to be genuine. Spirituality takes you deeper into your core. As you discover your true self and feel safe within, spirituality opens doors to a whole new level of understanding yourself. It's like diving into a sea of emotions, beliefs, and dreams. Your dreams, especially, are like roadmaps, showing where you are and where you're headed. Everyone has something valuable to offer: knowledge, love, and wisdom. Psychological safety, combined with spirituality, kickstarts a journey of self-discovery. It's like exploring the rich depths of your own identity. Key points. 1. Psychology helps uncover your thoughts and behaviors for self-discovery. 2. Psychological safety enables shedding self-defenses to reveal your authentic self. 3. Spirituality taps into emotions, beliefs, and dreams for deeper self-understanding. 4. Dreams reflect your life and guide you on your journey. 5. Adopt your inner wisdom, love, and knowledge. 6. Prioritize activities that make you happy for your psychological well-being. 7. Be honest with yourself and allow room for growth and learning.